Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, a short show tonight because we're headed toward our private Patreon hangout for the supporters of the show of Patreon, Subscribestar, and Backed By. End of the line, Joel says, hello, fellow anonymous troll demons. How are you doing, everyone? And new guy says, what art style is Jordan's jacket? It's quite an amazing jacket. I think there's the Virgin Mary on it in some Catholic pose or maybe even Hindu style brownish representations of hers. I think if there was a name for this style, it might be Christianity LARPing with a little tint of, East Orthodox. Maybe there's an East Orthodox aesthetic to it. In any case, interesting that Jordan has all these clothes that he has made across the years and that he has ordered by artists. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. He says, hi, Jeff. I met a very nice girl in Taiwan. So Shrink Mamel's situation is a Filipinos woman was so crazy. It was so insane, like physically, physiologically insane, that he decided to poof, switch country. He went to Taiwan to try to flip a coin on the Asian waifu and perhaps get lucky in Taiwan. Now, here's his report. He says, I met a very nice girl in Taiwan that gave me directions to my hotel. As they have them in skyscrapers, I even went on a milk tea date with her, and I decided to keep my options open, as the girl from the Philippines might leave me any moment. I wish I spent all my energy in first world Taiwan. So basically the report from Shrink Mamel is if you go for an Asian waifu, the Filipinos are insane. The Taiwan are more... They're more compatible to the Taiwanese woman is more compatible with first world people like us, unless you want to go full Rambo jungle and have your complicated Filipinos wife. It seems that Taiwan is a favored direction. But I'm happy that Shrink Mamel has had some luck. Now, I don't know how it works in Taiwan. Is there a prostitution business there? Or if you meet a girl, is she likely to be a prostitute? Or is it more like she's a normal woman doing some normal work or not working at all? Real Base Talk says, if you must pick an Asian, choose a white one. I guess that this is a lesson that we learn with the feedback we get. Go for the whitest Asians. Basically, it's the same thing you would do in America. Go for the whitest you can find. President Biden reacts to the resignation of U.S. Secret Service Director Kim Cheetle. So she's been totally destroyed in the hearing, and she's been pressured into resignation. She accepted this morning to resign. Of course, Joe Biden says we are grateful to her service. She has been giving so much of her life to Secret Service. I don't know what the resignation means at this point because these people are in power for so long. They get their super big salaries. She's probably made her money with this. And so whether she would keep doing it or stop, I don't think it changes something. I don't think it's even a punishment. In a way, she's getting an earlier retirement than she would have otherwise. And let's not forget that the year of election is always a year of big replacement for these people. They know that if Trump wins, they're certainly going to be fired. And so they choose to go away. So I don't think it's so linked to the Trump assassination as they're making it out to be. They're using this more as an excuse. Point of view pictures. We need to discuss about point of view, POV. When you do a point of view picture or meme, it's all about what you would see if you were. Now, women are, the e-girls are so obsessed with showing their boobs on the camera, and it's their job after all, that they can't do a point of view picture. It's a point of view, but the camera somehow turns toward their boobs, and it totally messes with the point of view meme, because the point of view meme is like your boss is yelling at you, and you see the boss yelling at you, and he's like, "Oh, JF, you've been late today. I'm gonna fire you." That's a point of view picture. Now, that's not a point of view picture, and yet Isabella Maria De Luca says, "Point of view, you're watching the woman who made it to the top by giving blowjobs announce her run for president. Crazy times we're living in." So I had to process this in my brain because it's a meme that's going on right now that somehow Kamala Harris became who she became by sucking dicks. It's not the type of coverage that I've went into because I think it's crazy speculation, and it's there's no evidence that it's the case, but suppose that you are in that mindset. A point of view picture of this would be a picture of Kamala Harris sucking dicks, or Kamala Harris doing something sexual, or Kamala Harris at least announcing her presidency. Isabella Maria De Luca finds a way to make the point of view picture about her and her boobs. And so I made an actual point of view comment. Point of view, you live in a society where e-girls are so invested in producing daily thirst traps that even their point of view pictures aren't point of view. There was a meme about this that predicted all of this. There was an explanation of how men photograph an object and how women photograph an object. It's like the woman in her making of a picture, she wants to say, "I was there with the object. Look at me. I'm here with an object." Whereas the guy wants to show the object. The guy is a journalist. The woman is a TikTok or Instagram model. Ty Odyssey says she is harvesting eyeballs. That's what they do. Saturn Shine says, "So sleazy people get ahead and get big pensions." Yeah, it's the sad thing with this whole resignation of the agent Cheetle. This is not a punishment. She's probably just going to get away with a big payment reward for her years of service. So the whole offer of a resignation exit is precisely to avoid any sort of punishment. So these deep state agents, they get away with big salaries throughout their life. They have their house paid. They have multiple houses sometimes. They don't care anymore. You can fire them at the end, or they can resign. It doesn't change that they've made their money. people are starting to discuss the family of Kamala Harris. So Kamala Harris, that's something I hadn't noticed. She's a childless woman. She's a childless career woman. You can see it in the way she dresses. She dresses as a man woman in a way. She dresses with these boss girl pants that are not feminine. It seems that she has never truly assumed her feminine role in life, and it hadn't struck me that she is really childless. So there is no hope that Kamala Harris will ever leave biological descent. She is now she is a dying machine like all of us, but a dying machine that has left nothing behind. But she has a stepdaughter, and the stepdaughter, ah, what is this? Some kind of 2024 model? Hot person at work. She is disgusting. And people are starting, of course, now that somehow the Trump side is totally pro-Israel, people are pulling stuff like, She has been raising money for UNRWA, which is the organization behind the October 7th massacre in Israel. Okay. Okay, but her ugliness is definitely more striking visually than her past association with Gaza. John Drake says, is this her Jewish husband's daughter? I would surmise that it is. You know, tattoos, hot person at work t-shirt, bizarre wrapping of her curly hair. I would assume that it is. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. JF, the girl I met in Taiwan was very organized. She asked me what I do for a living and if I have any investments for family building. She even wants me to come back to meet her family. She doesn't want to drain money from me for her family, unlike the girl from the Philippines. Well, that's what happens at the bottom. You have a lot of drainers out there, and it's a tight game to play. On the one hand, you know, these drainers, they are ultimately exploiters of the dating signaling system. Because when you are in the dating period, one of the way you demonstrate your masculinity is by being generous monetarily, being showing that you can care and provide. Now, the exploiters, the female exploiters, they are specializing in draining this, in pressing the juice out of the lemon and getting away with it without making babies, which is why my policy at this point is immediate insemination. If you don't carry my sperm, you don't carry my money. Fadam says, point of view, the Berlin Wall just fell. Picture of e-girl boobs. I mean, every historical moment going forward will always be spiced up by some Instagram thought. You know, perhaps the historical moments of the future, we will see them in the background of all the Instagram thoughts. I was there. But they're never on the scene of war. See, they're never taking that Instagram shot under the falling rockets of Vladimir Putin. Why? Why is it always guys doing this? I don't know. This is not good omen. Very bad sign here. Netanyahu is coming for an address to Congress. And when I think of Netanyahu and his addresses to Congress, I think of what threw America in a streak of wars in the Middle East that served no interest at all. Complete waste of money to enrich the friends of the regime and to enrich Israel. In something like at the beginning of the 2000s or maybe 1999, I don't know when, but Netanyahu came and said, you have to invade Iraq. If you get rid of Saddam, there will be massive positive reverberations in the area. And I'm afraid that we are very much in the same historical cycle here. Benjamin Netanyahu is coming to the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. They are currently fencing the Capitol. And I'm afraid that he comes knowing that he holds Trump by some balls that I still don't understand how. I still don't understand how Trump came to kneel so hard toward Jewish power, but he did. And now, so we find ourselves exactly in the same position where we have a Netanyahu in Israel begging for American intervention and knowing that he has enough power over politicians to make it happen. But this time it's not Iraq. This time, yes, new guy, he says we're going to war with Iran. This is what it looks like. And that means 20 years in the future of American money flowing abroad to fund a war, American lives being lost in a war that at the end will serve nothing. Because are you going to genocide the Iranians? I'm not appealing for the genocide of the Iranians, but ask yourself this. If you're not going to genocide the Iranians, whatever you do in Iran, whatever you do, you could neutralize half of the population. They could conscript half of their population into soldiers, and you could eradicate them with space lasers. Iran is still populated by Iranians, and it's going to remain Iranian. Now, you think you're going to do some social change there? You couldn't socially change Afghanistan. Like, you couldn't socially change an empty country with people just riding horses into mountains. You literally couldn't change this. All you could do is put LGBT posters that the minute you went out the country, they were all burned and disappeared. Now, that's Afghanistan. That's the war game in easy mode. You want to do Iran? You want to change Iran? That is like 10 times more difficult than Afghanistan. And you failed at Afghanistan. You cannot change countries if you don't genocide the people. That's not an appeal to genocide. I'm just saying, that's a fact. That's not me saying we should genocide people. That's me saying we should abandon the idea that we can fix countries, socially engineer countries in the way we want. DK Shadow says, mission literally impossible. So we have here the first. This is going to be Netanyahu. I'm going to lay out to you my predictions. Netanyahu tomorrow is not going to explicitly ask for war with Iran. He's going to be more subtle because now he knows that he won't recommit the errors of the past. He knows that if he asks for it explicitly, it will be put on his back later. But he's going to make his little pressures and talk about Iran in a non-explicit way, talk about the terrorist networks that they fund and we need to neutralize terrorism, blah, blah, blah. Trump is going to win the election against Kamala. And Trump is going to do something in the Middle East that is even stronger than Iraq and Afghanistan taken together. Potentially attacks through the air, potentially ground invasion. We didn't have a promise from Trump that endless war would not be adhered, would not be joined this time. We had this promise in 2016. We don't have it right now. Trump is not committed not to go into an endless war. And he seems like he has been bought out through some mechanism. And so that's where we're headed. Look at this. Elon Musk says, my smartest friends, including those living in the San Francisco Bay Area, who have been lifelong Dems, are excited about Trump and Vance. And David Icke has the right observation here. There must be something big time in it for them then, and you. This is what's happening. We are seeing this is not a spontaneous, just, oh yeah, Trump, I like his program. No, it's much more mischievous. Something is being hidden from the American people. That is the true reason why big tech is siding with Trump. Why Netanyahu is siding with Trump, and it's not looking good. Jordan Peterson, you cannot be a good interviewer. That is one thing I did well in my life. I did good interviews, and many of them have been lost across the time. They are still on stuff like Alt Censored. But you can see my history. It's on the record. I am a good interviewer because I'm a human being who's genuinely interested. And you can put pretty much anything, anyone in front of me. And I can make the best interview that's possible to make with that person. This can be a lost mind, a schizophrenic. It can be... At some point, we had a giga loser guy who was homeless and who had been in jail for child pornography, but he was saying, I didn't get the child pornography. They put it on my laptop. I was framed. I mean, anyone. You can put anyone. And yes, Ty Odyssey mentions the emotional support lizard. I did an interview of porn star Anna Hayes. That is still my best interview in life, I consider. Wow, I'm still shocked by it. But yeah, I'm a good interviewer, and the only thing that's required is to not be obsessed about yourself. And you have to be able, you're in front of very important people, okay? And it's easy to interview someone who's mid-level and you don't really care about them. It's easy to kind of care in front of the camera. What's not easy is when you are in front of an Elon Musk, in front of someone with whom you can choose to be either a lobbyist for your own mind toward this person. You can demand entry into Elon Musk's mind, or you can do your job as an interviewer, which is to get people to have a peek at Elon Musk's mind. So the lobbyist position is when you as an interviewer, you start wanting to make yourself look good toward the interviewee. And you start wanting to suggest things that they should think about or directions that they should take. Now you're stepping outside of your role. Because now, first, the audience doesn't get to discover Elon Musk. They get to discover you. And secondly, they're already watching you, so they probably already know you. So whatever it is that you can try to convince Elon Musk of is not truly worth it. So Jordan Peterson has committed the sin, the interviewer sin, of lobbying. Lobbying for the ridiculous things that are the repeated themes of Jordan Peterson, which is all meat diets and symbolism. Instead of giving us an insight into Elon Musk, and it created such awkward moments in the interview, have a look at this.
So I've been thinking about that in relationship to sacred images.
Okay.
Okay, well, the sacred...
So, let me tell you. I don't know if people understand this, but when you have Elon Musk saying, okay, when you have an interview, he's saying, okay, it's like you've just imposed to them hearing something that they didn't come to hear, and that is inappropriate in an interview. And they're saying okay in the sense that they are lending their position as the person who should speak, and they're saying, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jordan, tell us your fucking useless symbolic analysis of all this. That is the okay that we are hearing from Elon Musk here. It's not a happy okay. And Elon Musk, of course, is a kind man. And he's not there to dunk on Jordan Peterson, so he wants to be as polite as he can. But this is already showing me that he is stepping over his role of the interviewer.
Sacred image of masculinity in the West is a crucifixion, but a man who's crucified. But the sacred image of a woman isn't a woman. The sacred image of a woman is a woman and an infant, right? It's a dyad and not a monad.
Sure.
Right. And in the Christian view, those two images, you know, they vie for supremacy, right? I mean, obviously, Christ is the superordinate image, but Mary as the mother of God is the female equivalent. And so one of the things I've been playing with at an axiomatic level is the notion that unless the feminine is conceptualized as the combination of female and infant, then the culture has lost its attachment to the traditional sacred images and is probably on its way out.
Bro, all these words to say females with babies is better for civilization than females with no babies. And seeing a female with a baby, like your daughter, Jordan, when she took that Instagram pic of her in underwear with her baby, with her with her young newborn baby in the background, standing on the bed, that was a woman with a baby. That is better than a woman with no baby, okay? That is what Jordan Peterson is saying. It took him 50 seconds to say woman, baby, good. Woman, no baby, bad. And so if you conceptualize the layers of woman, baby, good, woman, baby, no baby, bad. And, you know, Michaela has given a demonstration of this. And look at this, the carnivore diet. Now you can see Elon Musk starting to feel uncomfortable. Based Saxon says, is the Anna Hayes interview available on the internet somewhere? I think you should search Hannah with the H. Hannah Hayes on Alt-Censored, Anna Hayes TPS. And you should find it. I think it's been there.
I think some childhood injuries that, although the final thing that caused some back and shoulder injuries was me foolishly fighting the world champion sumo wrestler and charging him at him at full speed to knock him over, which I did succeed in doing. But
see, here your task as an interviewer is to clarify what Elon Musk is saying to help him speak in a more clear manner, because now he's rambling. I mean, you know, Elon Musk has a way to deliver sometimes, or he's not fully articulating, and you have to complete his sentences. So as an interviewer, your job is to say, oh, Elon, what you just said is amazing. You said that. And you repeat what he's saying. You try to get him to articulate instead of being a vegetable retard like he is right now. But Jordan doesn't do this. Jordan uses the opportunity to put his narcissist self at the center of the conversation once again.
But you paid a price for it.
A very, very high price.
Carnivore diet will fix that.
The what, sorry?
The carnivore diet will fix that.
I like meat. I'm pro meat. Yeah. I don't think a carnivore diet is going to fix this particular issue. I think probably.
My wife had an injury of 40 years.
Okay.
And it resolved in 2 years.
This is elementary school. I've literally been in elementary schools a lot because I've been an educator in science. And we were doing these workshops to get kids fascinated about science. And that's literally the most common thing that a kid will do when you come at them with scientific knowledge is, well, my aunt, my mother, well, there's this one person in my life and she sees ghosts. Well, this one person in your life is retarded, young kid. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your mother. I'm sorry for your uncle. They are retarded. They are seeing stuff that doesn't exist. This is what Jordan comes with. My wife says it works. She had an ailment for 40 years and it fixed it.
It's steak?
Carnivore diet.
If you just eat steak or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
all beef.
Sure,
all
sure,
beef.
Sure. I'm a pro. I like meat. But I think this is a. I think I'll probably need an operation or something. But anyway.
I'd try the carnivore diet first.
Sure.
Anyways, that did happen to her. Yep.
That did. See how he moves his body forward? See? The analysis of the body axis. We have a standing Elon Musk who is rarely vertical. Now he is fully vertical. I mean, you couldn't be more. He's 90 degrees angled to the floor, perpendicular, Euclidean perfection. And you have Jordan Peterson moving forward. Look at him moving forward. Jordan Peterson adopting the 60 degree cocked angle. And reduce to talk about the fucking experience of a woman. She did experience relief. Like, you can say whatever you want about science and logic. She felt relieved. I insist, she felt it. It was true in her mind. That is so ridiculous, so socially invasive, Bro, are you sure you're a psychologist or something? You are totally violating the cognitive space of Elon. You probably weren't very good with autistic people, Jordan. That would be my bet. You were a specialist of normie psychology, but you couldn't handle autistic people because you're way too imperialistic in your conquest of Elon's mind. You are a beggar. You are standing at the feet of Elon, trying to beg that he considers your truth to be true. And you are in front of a public. That's the problem. So Elon is feeling uncomfortable. He's like, bro, I don't want to be seen going forward as approving a diet that is the weirdest diet. I mean, I like meat and I'm not against meat, but it's weird how you insist on being all meat and how you insist to everyone you speak to in this recurring kind of cyclic manner.
She couldn't lift her left arm above here. It took 40 years, and in 2 years it resolved. Yeah, so that was something to see.
Yeah, 40 years of data. 40 years of data on one observation. Like, the more years you can include in your observation, the more valuable it is, right? No, it's still. Like, this is like the basics of science. It's not because you stand in front of something that you've made multiple observations of it. Independent observation, Jordan, independent observation. The 40 years of your wife's life, no matter how repeated and cyclic the suffering was, is one observation. You are not multiplying your credibility by the integral of the time.
It also rejuvenated her physically in a variety of different ways that were quite miraculous to watch.
Yeah.
And that
Still just one story.
It hasn't stopped. So that's a weird thing. And I would have never believed it if I hadn't seen this because it's so preposterous.
Sure.
Anyways, I'm
okay
not gonna.
and I wouldn't believe it. Just like you, I would be incredulous. But see, I'm not incredulous, and so you should follow me. You should follow me on my scientifically incorrect musings. Elon, that is not how we run an interview. Autism can be reversed. Scientist discover trial with two non-identical twin girls also found symptoms can be reduced to an indistinguishable level. Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should. It's not because, I mean, they found a cure to the most healthy state of mind you can possibly have in modernity, which is a state of mind that is protected against normie propaganda. It can save you from poorly thought out vaccine strategies, and you don't even know it. Like, it's not even been designed for it, but it accidentally protects you against bad vaccine. You know, a lot of people say vaccines cause autism. I think that they may. If vaccines kill enough normies, the autist will be the only one surviving. This is an hypothesis that hasn't been explored very much. You know, people say, okay, va vaccines cause autism. Well, what if you were true, but in a way that you cannot possibly have meant it? What if in 100 years we find that the increase of autism is due to the fact that people are now more resistant to social propaganda and they gain from it? They gain from it because they don't get vaccinated and they don't die. Reuters shock poll finds Kamala leading Trump. There's just one catch. It was only a matter of time before a shock poll had her beat Trump in a hypothetical matchup. But there's more Democrats in the sample than there are Republicans. Well, okay. When you ask Democrats, they will vote for Kamala Harris. That's not so surprising. All right. What else do we have before we head toward The private show that which will be in 25 minutes from now. There's a discussion around who will be the VP pick of Harris. So they've already cemented her as what seems to be the choice. Her VP pick, I don't think, can rescue the campaign very much. Unless it's a very spectacular pick that truly leads America to be totally stunned. And I don't expect it. I expect she will take a just run-of-the-mill Democrat careerist to lose, to probably lose the election. The Democrats orchestrate a coup to remove Joe Biden. Well, it's worse than this. A coup has not been pulled against Joe Biden. What's been happening is that Joe Biden is part of a coup to carry the power of the presidency long enough into the future to be very close to the election so that it would all be done in emergency scrambling, so that there wouldn't be a true vote of the people and, you know, a whole discussion and debate around eight candidates and one emerging as victorious. They didn't want this, and they artificially kept Joe Biden as a stand-in puppet to crown their own candidate. Jan sends $100. Thank you so much for the support. He says, chimpanzees have better memory than humans. Is there a trade-off here where human brains are better to adapt in some other way? If you have a stereotype perfect memory layer and a classic absent-minded forgetful inventor, both with 130 IQ, are their brain chemistry different? Well, I would. I am very, very hesitant at even granting your premise, which is that chimpanzees have better memory than humans. I know the studies that do this, and it's about the number of items that they can keep in short-term memory for very specific tasks. Now, okay, at retaining a number of items in their mind and clicking onto them on screen, they cannot perform humans, but in the conditions that we run them, which is that the chimpanzee, his whole life is centered around performing these tasks, whereas the human is not really caring about it. I mean, if you wanted to have an equivalent of performance, you would need to run an experiment where you make it the full-time job of a human to perform the memory task. And in fact, you give him $1 million if he succeeds at the memory task. Now you would get a devoted human. The problem is we always get a contrast. We get devoted chimpanzees whose life, you know, it's their apple juice on the everyday, bro. It's the only time they get some sugar. And these chimpanzees, they dedicate their life to performing that specific memory task you gave them. Whereas you pick a random student who comes from a rich family in a rich university, and you get them into a room, and they will get paid $5 whether they win or not. So you get two different states of odds, of desire to perform here. So I would be very questioning of the fact that chimpanzees have better memory than humans. Because when you look at the whole life of a chimpanzee, I'm sure that there's much less items in the end. Not in the short-term memory, but in the longer term. We remember basically everything about our life story. All of the big details. We remember what this person said and what this person did and what we did in return. We remember so much. We have all this autobiographical memory. I don't know that chimpanzees remember that much items as those we identify, because human conversation is a complex thing. And if you just go to the hair salon, you're gonna find a low intelligence woman who can output levels of details about her social interaction that you couldn't possibly care about. So Humans have a very good memory. It's just not being tested in the same context as when we test it for chimpanzees. Now you ask a second question. If you have a stereotype perfect memory layer and a classic absent liar and a classic absent-minded forgetful inventor, both with 130 IQ, are their brain chemistry different? Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. When we look at two people that are intelligent but that are performing in different tasks, in different domains, and they are specialists of different domains, we find a lot of differences. Now, most of the time, it won't be in brain chemistry because on humans, we don't have brain chemistry. Brain chemistry is not a good tool to study the human brain because we don't have access. We have to wait for you to die if we even want to get to the brain chemistry. And there aren't many organ givers that will end up being tested for chemicals, because by the time you're dead, a lot of the chemicals are not in the balances that where we could tell anything about how you lived. But one domain that we can do rather than brain chemistry is brain structure, anatomy, and connectivity measures. So the anatomy is simply the fact that let's say a taxi driver. Taxi drivers have a much bigger area of hippocampus, for example, which is involved in memory, memorizing path and routes and that kind of stuff. So you probably have all of these differences playing out in all sorts of professions. And on top of the anatomy, we can also do connectivity, which is you stimulate people with the same stimuli, but you record how much of one area of their brain will be activated. And you try to activate everyone with the same brain areas. Now, this brain area may activate in the same way between you and I. But the question is, will its connections to other areas, will it activate the other areas in the same way? Because there are people, you tell them something. Like, you tell them Sydney Sweeney. And their brain is like, it processes the input and it's like, oh, some woman name, okay. And you can see their brain imaging. These people are shut off. Their brain doesn't go anywhere. Whereas you have other kinds of people where you say, Sydney Sweeney. And now they imagine the boobs of Sydney Sweeney. Now their brain starts going into each of the curves of the boob of Sydney Sweeney. And now they imagine them squeezed together and forming a cleavage. Now this other kind of person, their brain will light up under the fMRI for 2 minutes if you just tell them Sydney Sweeney. So that's how you do a connectivity experiment. You start with a small stimuli and you see, okay, there are some brain areas that are at work here, and this person is thinking much more than the other person. And it will differ between a liar and a absent-minded genius, of course, because the absent-minded genius, you're going to tell him an input about something that's stimulating to his brain, and you're going to see poof, poof, poof. You tell that to the liar doesn't care. The liar is like, is there someone that was harmed here? Is there some money to be made here? So they will be shut off and shut on by different stimuli. The Secret Service has asked the Trump campaign to stop holding rallies outdoors. Isn't that amazing? How every time there's a Trump campaign, there's a reason why he can't do speeches. Back in the days, it was COVID. Now it's, oh, well, there's just too many snipers. There's like an avalanche of snipers right now. It's an emergency. Normally, you could speak freely outside, okay? But in the current meteorological circumstances, you can't. That we are faced with a rain of sniper who are just bloodthirsty. They just want to kill presidential candidates. Man in a suitcase says, what's the best Unix distro? Are any yet corrupted by globalist interest? I was disappointed to read Oracle is 20% owned by Vanguard. Personally, with Linux distro, I go Ubuntu Server. That is what I feel good about. Ubuntu Server is right now the best. I used to be on CentOS. But at this point, CentOS has been discontinued, if I understand correctly. And so Ubuntu Server gives me everything I need, and it's working good. And yeah, go for Ubuntu. So we have to be careful with the whales. The whales are getting aggressive. And this will be our last news item because I'll be headed toward the private show. Maybe we'll do it at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time to give me some time to rest my voice. So in 30 minutes from now, the private Patreon hangout, Subscribestar hangout, go check out your Subscribestar page if you want an update. And whenever I have the link, I will put it on there. But be careful with whales. This was filmed in New Hampshire. The whale is just eating the boat. The guy falls in the water. Incidentally, this is a black whale. I'm saying this like biologically. The whale has a black tint to her skin color, and it's also a black whale. Just from a biological perspective, I'm not saying that the non-black whales will not do this in the same circumstances. Could be that Silver Spider says it's just the black whale culture, JF. Ah, okay. So she may have been raised in a more impoverished environment with less anchovies and less sardines. And her whale parents were kind of aggressive. They were kind of beeping aggressively, like, underwater constantly. And so being raised in this environment, the whale turned out more violent. Jan has sent another $100. Thank you so much for the generous support. He says, just got a bit method payout, so I'm feeling generous. A bit method payout. What does that mean? A big payout? So is it a payout related to your... Not method, but Mt. Gox. Oh, well, Jan, I'm happy. So Jan was one of these guys with a Mt. Gox account because he's an early Bitcoiner. And of course, there's a whole generation of Bitcoiners that got fucked in the Mt. Gox thing. But Jan has gotten his payback from the whole bankruptcy of Mt. Gox. Well, isn't that amazing? I'm happy that you got it back. Of course, they're not paying you as much as you would have had if you had kept the Bitcoin, but they are paying you kind of whatever they could gather. Well, I'm happy that you got this big payout, Jan. Happy that some justice has came back to you. That is it for tonight. We will go to our private Patreon hangout. So if you're a member of the Subscribestar or the Patreon or the BackBuy, go check out your website. I will post the link to a private show, which will start in, let's say, 25 minutes at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. Much love. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.